Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We'll talk girls basketball today here on the Coach's Corner. And now that we're a couple of weeks deep into the season, you kind of get your feet wet, know what to expect from the team. We haven't talked a lot of Emory High School girls basketball yet as far as talking with Coach John Famalo, who's in his first year at the helm. And Coach is actually joining us right now to talk about the first seven games of the season. Coach, it's a pleasure as always to chat with you. We'll try to transition out of that football mindset into basketball. And I know there's plenty to talk about, so thank you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you having me on, Jordan.
Coach, you and I talked during a practice earlier this year, and it was just a couple of days after football season. I mean, it was really pushing it close. And I know you being a first-year head coach, I mean, is it any different than being a first-year or being an assistant coach? Was there any difference for you, especially handling the football program as close as the two seasons were connected?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and a lot more administrative things and just having to be in charge of things that you never thought about, that, you know, the head coach usually takes care of. And so, you know, making that transition quickly from football to basketball. And, you know, I can't say I had all my ducks in a row getting started with basketball, but, you know, last few weeks been able to get my feet under me and, you know, have some good assistance. And so it's, you know, hasn't been smooth, but at the same time, it's been a good learning part for me that to understand. And so yeah, it is different, but it's coaching. So
Well, Coach, I know that this is a team where, you know, I guess we could say a lot of transition. One of the things about the girls basketball program, really over the last 8 years, it seemed like that 5-6-7 man rotation was kind of set, right? We had a dynamic senior class, won a couple of state championships, and then Coach Tuttle brings in a pretty good class that we saw for the last 4 years. It seems like this is the first year where maybe it's a little bit more mixed up, I guess is what I'm trying to say. It just seemed like we knew what we were going to get over the last few years, and so maybe we could call it a transition period. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, if you look at, you know, years prior, it seems like we've always had, you know, two or three young girls that have kind of worked their way up, and you've seen them playing quite a bit of varsity. And, you know, unfortunately, this last year, you know, we had a ton of seniors, and, you know, they ended up with the majority of the playing time. So we had a junior group that, you know, got spot minutes here and there, but not a ton of varsity experience. And so, you know, you didn't necessarily see them in the box scores or see them, you know, on that 7 o'clock game. But girls that have been kind of sitting and waiting in the wings for this opportunity. So certainly a transition year for sure.
With that being said, Coach, who were some of the girls that you've been impressed with over the first seven games of the season for a number of reasons? I mean, we talk about their contributions on the court, maybe contributions in practice from a leadership role. I mean, has there been a few girls that have stood out, or has it been more of a team effort?
Certainly it's been a team effort, but, you know, our point guard, Michaela Peacock, she's a big part of what we do, and she kind of runs the show, and she does a good job controlling the pace and getting us into the things that we need to. So she's been a big help that way. And so having a stable force there at point guards helped a ton. We've got three other seniors in Brielle Rowley, kind of running our forward, and Alexis Mortensen running a guard, and West, Sabrina West, kind of anchoring our center spot. And then probably our most dynamic player is that junior Aaliyah Lester. She's a dynamic scorer and a girl that we're going to have to put a lot of weight on. Not that the other girls can't, but she's just a really good scorer for us. And so it's kind of our starting five right now. And, you know, things will transition, but that's kind of that group that's coming out that you see from the get-go.
You mentioned Aaliyah. I know she's leading the team right now, close to 15 points per game. And, Coach, if we go back and we look at the first seven or so games of the season, at times scoring the basketball, I mean, it's been a problem, right? I mean, we go back to the season opener against Juan Diego, struggled to score the basketball at times. Could say the same thing about Uinta this past week. And so is that fair to say that at times maybe the offense is looking for that little bit of extra punch?
Yeah, certainly that's where we're at. You know, like you say, we get stagnant sometimes. We have a hard time scoring sometimes. And but, you know, like you say, our catalyst has kind of been Aaliyah and Mac. And so we're looking for, you know, a second and third score to kind of fill in kind of where those two aren't. And so I say we've had a few injuries that, that kind of hampered us a little bit too, getting some points off the bench. And so, you know, I think they're starting to figure some things out. Our transition game was better this weekend, and that helped us out a ton. And I think the girls are understanding that. And so, you know, I think it's a work in progress, but I think we're getting better, that's for sure.
Mac, to me, is a pretty interesting player, Coach. Fantastic ball handler. I think she's got great vision, a great IQ. But you go back to the varsity time that she had last year, she wasn't really expected to score the basketball. And in the couple of conversations I've had with her this season when we were doing the media day, and then a couple of conversations at some of the boys' basketball games, just talking with her, that seems like that's difficult to do, right? I mean, when you go from being a distributor to being someone that needs to score the basketball, because she's fully capable of doing it. So is that fair to say? But maybe this has been a little bit of a difficult transition for someone who is really selfless to a fault at times.
Yeah, she's certainly a pass first guard. She's been like that her whole career that I've had her, and, you know, trying to get her to take those opportunities where she has opportunities to shoot the ball. I felt like she did better this weekend and looking for a shot, looking to get to the basket, and not necessarily just always looking to create for others. And so that's a tough thing for her. It's been a tough transition, but I think she's understanding that if she's not going to look to shoot, you know, we're going to have a hard time scoring the ball sometimes, and so and keeping teams honest. And so I think she's starting to figure that out, and we need her especially to put some points on the board for us for sure.
Again, our guest right now, Coach John Famalo with the Emory Lady Spartan basketball team. Coach, very road heavy so far, only one home game up to this point in time. I know that changes this week with the contest on Thursday against South Sevier. But how important is it for the growth of a team, especially a team that doesn't have a ton of varsity experience, to have that opportunity to build some team camaraderie on the road? It is different than when you're at home for a long stretch.
Yeah, no, I think it's honestly been good for us to be on the road and, you know, play some really good teams. I mean, the tournament this weekend was a good team building tournament for us to be able to play some really good competition, as well as to spend some quality time together as a team and build a little bit of trust there. And so being on the road is not a bad thing, especially for a young team, because you can certainly get a false sense of you know, whatever it is on being at home, comfort, I guess, and so being uncomfortable in those situations on the road and knowing you have to depend on one another a little bit more, that certainly helps.
I know it's a long season. We start playing in the middle of November, and games kind of carry on until the end of February. And so, Coach, in that short period of time, you talk about the growth that you've seen and how it can help out a young team. Where have you seen the biggest growth over the first 7-8 games of the season?
I think the biggest thing is just our transition game. We've always been get up and down the floor and try to get early offense. I felt like, you know, this weekend was probably a good indication of what we're trying to do. And, you know, I think that's probably been the biggest improvement I've seen. And then defensively, I feel like we've gotten better. You know, I think with the exception of the Judge game, we kind of dug ourselves a hole and had to try to dig out. But for the most part, every other game, we've been competitive for the fact that, you know, we've kept things close defensively, and then, you know, the offense will hopefully eventually come along, and I felt like we did, especially in that Manti game. We played a really good, a complete game where, again, our transition game was good. Defensively, we were good, and, you know, and if we shoot the ball well, that's one more bonus, and so that's kind of going to be our MO this year. Is we got to get up and down the floor, try to get easy baskets, and then defensively we just got to just get after it. So
this week, Coach, two games, Union and South Sevier. I mean, do you pay attention as far as scouting reports at this stage in the year? Is that something you try to implement, or is it still just more of a focus on the squad as a whole?
No, we certainly try to give the girls a scouting report. I think it's good for the girls to understand who they're playing against, strengths, weaknesses, and things you can take advantage of. And so scouting for sure is a big part of what we're trying to do on a weekly basis, even though it is preseason. It's probably not in as in-depth of a scouting report once we get to region, but, you know, I think more ammunition you can give these girls and, you know, confidence and understanding the opponent, I think the better off they can play.
Now, with that being said, how comparable are Union and South Sevier, at least in your minds, to the competition that we're going to see in region play? Because even though it's a short region, three pretty good teams.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. We've probably got one of the toughest regions, I think, and so we certainly got our work cut out for us. But these two games this week, I think, is, you know, I think games that there's no reason we can't, you know, come out on top. They're, you know, Union's young, and so we're kind of not necessarily young, but probably in that same boat. So I think that's a team that, you know, there's no reason we can't try to get a win there. And then South Sevier, just still trying to learn a little bit about them. I know they won a state championship probably 3 years ago, and so, you know, they're not too far removed from a state championship as well. And so, you know, I think they've got a good tradition there, and so we're hoping that, you know, I think they're probably maybe similar to us. So, you know, we're just looking for some good games to help us get better.
I want to get your perspective on this, Coach, before I let you go. I mentioned the short region, Canyon View, Richfield, Carbon, No Grand, and I've talked to Coach Carlson about this for the last couple of years, had a conversation with Coach Tuttle about it last year as well. That makes it difficult for you guys, really only having one or two games. I know there's a couple of weeks you'll have two games, but you almost have to schedule something once region play starts to keep the girls fresh, to get them out there on the floor, and that's not easy to do. How difficult is that from a coach's perspective? I mean, you dealt with this last year as an assistant.
Yeah, no, it's not easy, and so, I mean, it kind of puts us at a disadvantage, because I think the more games you get and are able to play, you know, I think that helps your girls get better, and so missing that bye week where we would normally have Grand or another team, you know, it hurts us. But problem is, you've got other regions, everybody else is playing in their region, playing, trying to pick up that extra game here and there has been a challenge. So, you know, I feel like it's been a little bit of a disadvantage to us to not have that game just because we don't get to play. And so how you take care of it, you know, I don't know. You know, hopefully with the realignment, maybe Grand comes back, I don't know, but hopefully we can get it figured out. And, you know, because I think that's not good. Even though you're playing good teams, you know, and Canyon View's decent too, but you just missing that game hurts for sure.
Coach John Famolo, again, our guest, as we talk Emory High School girls basketball. Coach, it's great to catch up with you. It's great to have a conversation about the girls. I appreciate the time. Best of luck this week, and hopefully we can catch up again next week.
Hey, I appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you very much.
Let's pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. Busy weekend all the way around. NBA basketball and, of course, college football now that the playoffs are set. There's a lot to get into. We'll continue on in just a moment. It's Drive Time Sports live from the Sutherland Studios.